Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
You know, it's funny. I think it was just yesterday on the Raheem and Harris show that I uttered something to Marshall about, as we get closer to the season, that quote scares me more and more. I am really frightened now when I hear that. And it also makes me think there are certain things that the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, has said that just aren't aging well, that are not aging well. You know, he said the things that he has to say as the head coach of the Chicago Bears, but they don't sound as well today because Micah Parsons is with the Green Bay Packers. As we welcome you back into the Raheem and Harris Show, I'm Mark Grody. That guy is Dan Weider.
One thing that I think Ben would probably tell you is he's probably more energized than he was yesterday.
You know, that's a great point.
I think that's the way he's wired. And you hear that clip there, and that was totally unsolicited. It was just a moment for Ben to obviously give the Bears fans what they wanted to hear on his first day on the job. But it's also, I think, his sort of way of letting the world know that he's not afraid to kind of kick at a hornet's nest for sport. Like, I think Ben likes being a little bit of a competitive antagonist and then taking his chances when he's got to back up what he says. And so I think he's probably pretty excited in some regard that the degree of difficulty for him got a little harder, because I think that's who he is.
This hour is being sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles. We've got some other things here now. Now we're starting to create a list of things that haven't necessarily aged well before the Bears have even played a single game this season. But before we do that, we did say that we were going to take some phone calls and read some of your text messages, 312-644-6767. If you'd like to get in, you could ask Take the North if you've got a question for Dan or me on anything Bears related, or just your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers getting Micah Parsons for their team to add to Rashawn Gary. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will make Lucas Van Ness bigger and better, the kid out of Iowa, local product too. Here, he's in our from our backyard is big Lucas Van Ness, the hockey player. Did he play hockey? He was a hockey player in high school. Yeah. I think I remember talking to him at the combine. He's like a 6'7" hockey player.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'll fact check myself on that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I'm right on that one. Let's go to Will from the South Side. What's up, Will? You are on the Raheem and Harris Show on the Score with Weedsy and Grody.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you, Will?
Not bad. I was just calling in because it's kind of like a double-edged sword there. Like, the same move that, like, if we go out and get Colston, Loveland, and Burton, then it's like, this is Ben Johnson's team. He's picking the guys that is going to formulate his offense. And then a month later, you look at some of the picks that's made that were definitely Johnson picks, and it's like we ready to the rotisserie grill poles over it. Like, you know, so I'm just saying, we can't have it both ways, guys. When they make these picks, and you know, you're talking about how this could be a big, you know, 12 package with Colston Loveland, and then a month later we saying that the guy Banks is the best blocker that was in the draft, you know, and we still don't have this left. I just think that I hate to use the word that everybody hated last year, but guys, it's a collaborative effort.
Ooh.
Okay? It's not like it's one guy's team when on the days that the offense looked good, and it's the general manager's team when the offensive line looked bad. I mean, somebody either pick a lane. Either it's Johnson's team, it's Poe's team, or it's a McCaskey team, and they just working together. But I just think we're doing a double-edged sword when it comes to some of these picks and some of these decisions that we make.
Well, I guess we could say that. Will, thanks for the call, man. It's a good call. But I think that we're going to find out this year. You know what I mean? Like, it's look, Ryan Poles just got an extension, so he is getting a fresh start this year. Like, that's the way the Bears are looking at it. Dan, how much of, like, let's just look at the first few picks for the Bears. Colston Loveland, obviously Luther Burden, and Ozzie Trapillo. It's very, like, it is something that we have all sort of uttered. Like, did Ben Johnson have his paws on this draft? Like, it do we turn to Ben Johnson? Is he the one that is culpable for what goes on with the draft now, or more input relative to, say, Matt Eberflus?
Yeah, I mean, I think we still have to feel that out a little bit. I appreciate some of Will's sentiments there. And I think, like, you've heard me say since May that I think the Bears would have been happier if they had walked out of those first two draft picks with Kelvin Banks and Trevion Henderson as opposed to Colston Loveland and Luther Burden III. I'm not disparaging either of those guys. I think both guys have a chance to be really good players. I think Colston Loveland can have a very instant impact in this Bears offense. But I think that if you put everybody in that draft room under truth serum and said, would you have signed up for the combination of Kelvin Banks and Trevion Henderson when the draft began? They would say what you're doing right now. Hard nod, no question about it.
Because everybody had Kelvin Banks down as their in their mock draft.
Premium talents at positions in need. And I know there's always the debate every year of you got to go best player available. You got to go best player available. If guys are in a similar range, you try to take a guy that can help you, right? Like, and so this is where you're in a bit of a jam now, because here we are, Grody, on the eve of September with the season opener now, I guess, 10 days away. We still have no clue who's going to be starting for the Bears at left tackle when we get to October. They wanted in the spring to have that figured out. They wanted at the latest, you know, 2 weeks into training camp to have that starting offensive line solidified and be like, yep, here's our five, we're rolling. And now the tunes have changed on that. The tone has changed on that. Trevion Henderson, about to make a huge impact in New England, reunited with Josh McDaniel, or united with Josh McDaniel in an offense that's going to use him. And you think, we're sitting here in Chicago talking about, is there any depth in the backfield behind DeAndre Swift? There could have been. Both those players that we just mentioned went one pick ahead of the Bears. We know that they were active in trying to get up to, you know, one pick to try to trade up to take Trevion Henderson. We don't know how patient they were going to be to let Kelvin Banks fall in their lap. But I really do think that's a conversation that at this time of year is worth having, because I think those two guys and those two draft picks married up with Will's call would have changed the outlook for the offense this season.
It'd be a lot easier, right? I mean, it wouldn't be, I mean, they're a little bit, they are a little bit behind. And, you know, I've been pretty consistent in saying that while I am not happy that the Bears don't have a starting left tackle, I am happy that they have made this a legitimate open competition, that they have realized that, I mean, they're telling us right now that nobody is good enough to be their left tackle at this moment.
I mean, it's a starter by default, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you have to start someone will start.
The standard is high, which is a consolation prize. You know what I mean? Like, Bears fans don't want to hear that. They want to hear Ozzie Trapillo's the damn left tackle. They want to hear Braxton Jones is good. He's fully
injuries
rehab.
Behind him.
Injuries,
yeah.
Behind him. He's good to go. Put him in there. They want to hear, oh, we moved Darnell Wright. They want, everybody wanted this done. I'm just glad that they haven't forced something, because we've seen that too much in the past as it pertains to offensive line or just in positions that have high draft picks where you got to put that guy in because he was drafted there, and you try to get him going during the training camp, but it hasn't happened. So I do appreciate that part.
By the way, you asked me in the last segment who should be the most nervous at Halas Hall with the Parsons trade. Whether
the candidates are Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, Caleb Williams, and Braxton Jones.
Little footnote to all of this.
Are you going to footnote me now?
I'm going to footnote you.
Wow, footnoting already.
The Cowboys are scheduled to come in here to Soldier Field in 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Week three here. So the Bears basically just bought 11 weeks to prepare for Micah Parsons. They're going to have to play him twice.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. We don't even know if Flus and Micah got close enough for him to have a nickname. But you know, like, so all these guys now just got Micah Parsons off the schedule for September, right? Like, so now they actually got a little breathing room.
Look at it that way.
Then they're going to have to face him twice in December. So that's a little interesting nugget. Here's another little interesting footnote on this.
Okay.
You know who was picked one selection ahead of Micah Parsons in the 2021 NFL draft?
Who?
Justin Fields.
Wow. Yeah, 2022 was great, man.
And 2021's another. This like circles you back to the Cowboys. I'm like, okay, so you found a guy at pick 12.
Got a guy
who became a cornerstone impact All Pro at one of the premium positions in the league, and you mismanaged it so badly that you had to trade him, right? Like before you could get him to a second contract. Like that has to sting in Dallas today. I know that they'll rationalize it and say we got all this back in return.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Honestly, I tuned in to Dallas Sports Radio today, and they were at the moment, and I know that, look, we'll veer off the Bears too.
Fury?
They were talking about hook 'em horns.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Like, horns up, horns down. Texas going to win this game. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, they got a big game.
Didn't you just trade one of the best defensive players the franchise has had since, I don't know, Ed Too Tall Jones?
But like,
joke.
Us in Chicago understand dysfunction, right? Like that is documented dysfunction when you can't get something done with a star that you drafted and developed, right? Like,
yeah,
like you got to make that guy a cornerstone of your Super Bowl pursuit, and the Cowboys couldn't get it done, and now they've got to reboot as the Packers get richer.
312-644-6767 is the phone number here on the Raheem and Harris Show. Mark Grody and Dan Weider are in for Raheem and Harris today. We've got coming up a little bit later on, we've got Kyle Long at noon, Prince Amukamara at 125. Both those guys obviously played with Khalil Mack, so they know the impact that a guy like that makes. Let's take a look at a couple more of these things that we were just going through that didn't necessarily age well. How about the best example of them all? I'm just going to go right to it. I'm not going to make people wait, but there was something that that Ryan Poles uttered once upon a time ago it hasn't been aging well for a long time. Now it's elderly. It's going to a home right now. It's going to a senior citizen's home right at this very moment.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Damn it. And we have a podcast that has sprouted.
Yeah, without that clip, you guys don't have a podcast.
Yeah, we're not sitting here. We are not sitting here today if it wasn't for that clip. Because it was the name first, and then, let's build a podcast around that name.
And at the time that the name was put in, it was like, okay, they're going to take the North and never give it back.
Yeah.
There was belief in that. And now here we are 3 years later, and we're like, when are you going to take the North?
Right. And now if you handed the North, now is it gone from Minnesota to Green Bay or Detroit?
Detroit's trying not to give it back.
Yeah. Wait, Detroit won the division last year, or was it Minnesota?
Detroit won last year, and the year before that.
Yeah, look at Robbie. I just wanted to wake Robbie up over there. It's like, boom, here's Detroit. It was Detroit.
It wasn't Green Bay, thankfully.
Yeah, it was not. Will it be this year, baby T?
No.
Okay.
Packers went 0-6 last year against teams in the NFC with a better record than them. That's two losses to the Vikings, two losses to the Lions, and including the playoffs, two losses to the Eagles. And so they understand that they got to make up some ground, hence the aggression with this trade.
The Eagles. What else hasn't aged well? How about left tackle?
I think we're going to have a starter week one, and we'll go from there. So that's I said it a few weeks ago, and we feel good about the guys we have in that room. Someone's going to take the bull by the horns and is going to completely take over. But we're not afraid to make a change if the performance isn't where it needs to be.
And that's very different from the beginning of the season when they were, of course, best intentions were or desirous of having that the offensive line set. What, maybe like by week two of training camp, like being generous?
Right. Yeah. Let's get those five solidified, know who they are, and then march forward from there. And now it's like, well, we're going to start someone and then we're going to evaluate them and see if they deserve to keep starting.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got more examples of that and more of your calls if you so desire at 312-644-6767, the number. We've got, by the way, we've shuffled some things around today on this very unique day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score because of the breaking news. We will have five on it at 11 a.m. this morning. And like I said, Kyle Long, noon. Cassie Carlson, 125 is Prince Amukamara. So jump on in with us if you would like. 312-644-6767, Raheem and Harris Show with Dan Weider and me, Mark Grody, on The Score.